Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, August 27th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
State Roundup. Trump plans to pull key OC wind farm permit. Primary care doctors in short supply. Moore corrects Trump on source of key bridge funds. The Trump administration intends to revoke the federal permit issued to U.S. Wind for a wind farm off the coast of Ocean City. Finding a primary care doctor is challenging in Maryland, especially for Medicaid patients due to low reimbursement rates. Governor Wes Moore corrected President Trump on the source of funds for the Key Bridge construction. President Trump's executive order on cashless bail could impact Montgomery and St. Mary's counties. The escalating war of words between Trump and Moore continues, with Trump calling Baltimore a horrible deathbed. The first human case of screwworm in the U.S. has been traced to a Maryland resident. Annapolis municipal races are heating up as early voting approaches. Baltimore County farmers are seeking the creation of a Department of Agriculture to better serve their needs. Former priest William Mannion faces charges despite being omitted from the AG's list of allegedly abusive priests. Harbor Place redevelopment aims to improve access to the water and connectivity to the city. Wes Moore just can't help himself, but is he helping Maryland? At an event to highlight the rebirth of Pimlico Racetrack, Governor Wes Moore went on an anti-Trump rant, challenging the former president to walk in their communities. However, his speech was challenged by Pastor Tony Randall, who shared a firsthand account of a recent shooting near the racetrack. The article raises concerns about the manipulation of crime statistics in Baltimore, referencing the term juking the stats popularized by the TV show The Wire. Recent allegations in Washington, D.C. suggest that data manipulation to downplay crime severity is a widespread practice. This raises questions about the accuracy of crime statistics in Maryland and Baltimore, despite Governor Moore's protestations. The real experiences of residents, like the pastor dodging bullets, may speak louder than the official narrative. Perhaps a closer analysis of the statistics is needed to truly understand the situation.
Sola Salon Studios joins lineup at 1200 White Street. Sola Salon Studios, a leading salon studio franchise with over 700 locations nationwide, is set to open a 7,952-square-foot location at 1200 White Street in Atlanta's West End in early 2026. The adaptive reuse development, owned by Ackerman & Co. and Baltis, will offer 41 salon suites for health and beauty professionals. This move is part of the ongoing transformation of 1200 White Street into a mixed-use destination. Sola Salon Studios provides fully equipped private studios along with business support and educational resources to help professionals thrive. Ackerman Retail's president, Leo Wiener, welcomes this addition as a way to create opportunities for beauty professionals to grow their careers within the dynamic mixed-use development.
Atlanta Tint Lab opens in Marietta, offering premium auto protection services. Atlanta Tint Lab has officially opened in Marietta, Georgia, offering premium auto protection services to drivers in the Northwest Atlanta metro area. Specializing in auto window tinting, ceramic coating, and paint protection film, PPF, Atlanta Tint Lab aims to enhance cars' appearance, comfort, and long-term value. Their services include reducing glare, blocking harmful UV rays, improving privacy, and preserving paint with ceramic coating and PPF. Located conveniently in Marietta, Atlanta Tint Lab serves nearby cities like Kennesaw, Roswell, and Sandy Springs, providing drivers with solutions to keep their vehicles looking great and protected for years to come.
Zachary's Jewelers celebrates 20 years at 100 Main Street with Fire and Ice event. Zachary's Jewelers, a family-owned fine jeweler in downtown Annapolis, celebrated 20 years at 100 Main Street with a fire and ice event. The event honored the community that supported the business after a fire in 2005. Guests enjoyed live music, tastings, and special activations. The evening included the presentation of the Zachary's Small Business Grant and a donation to the Friends of the Eastport Volunteer Fire Company. Owner Steve Samaras emphasized the importance of community support. The event paid tribute to the fire that destroyed the original location. Zachary's also launched a small business grant program, awarding Amanda Fisher of ABF Coaching. The jeweler is known for its impact on the Annapolis community and will continue investing in local traditions and small businesses. The Dairy Alliance hosts Maddox Batson Sweepstakes in North Carolina and Tennessee. The Dairy Alliance, a nonprofit funded by dairy farm families in the Southeast, is hosting two exclusive sweepstakes in North Carolina and Tennessee to bring fans closer to rising country artist Maddox Batson. Winners will enjoy VIP experiences, including meet and greets, concert access, and behind-the-scenes opportunities. The Meet Maddox in North Carolina VIP Experience Sweepstakes will award up to four winners with two tickets to Maddox Batson's I Need a Truck Tour in Charlotte on September 27, 2025. The Tennessee Turn Up Win Floor Seats to Maddox Batson's Sweepstakes offers fans the chance to win floor seat tickets to Lainey Wilson's Whirlwind World Tour in Nashville on October 2, 2025. Entry is open to residents of select states, and participants must be at least 15 years old. For more information and to enter, visit the Dairy Alliance website.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Local and Regional Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.